Islamic State militants have turned their sights on Japan. In yet another threatening video, the militants have vowed to kill two Japanese hostages unless the Japanese government pays a $200 million ransom. That's the same amount of money Tokyo has promised in non-military aid to countries hit hard by IS violence. On a visit to the Middle East, Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says he won't give in to terrorism. North Asia correspondent Matthew Carney reports.
To the Prime Minister of Japan, although you are more than 8,500 kilometers away from the Islamic State, you willingly have volunteered to take part in this crusade.
In the video, the militant stands between the two Japanese hostages dressed in orange jumpsuits, demanding $200 million within 72 hours. He says the money is payback for Japan giving aid to countries fighting the Islamic State and the Mujahideen. The English-sounding militant appears to be the same person who executed British and American hostages last year.
So the life of this Japanese citizen will cost you $100 million. And in an attempt to stop the expansion of the Islamic State, you also donated another $100 million to train the Mujahideen against the Mujahideen. And so the life of this Japanese citizen will cost you another $100 million.
One of the Japanese hostages, Haruna Yukawa, describes himself as a director of a private military firm. He was taken hostage last August near Aleppo in Syria. The other, Kenji Goto, is a freelance journalist who said he was going into Syria last October to save Haruna. Kenji was taken soon after. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has demanded the Islamic State group immediately free the two hostages unharmed.
This kind of threat, using human lives, is an unforgivable terrorism act. I feel strong anger. We will continue to work with the international society and make further contribution to stabilize the regional peace and stability.
Japan is not taking part in the US-led airstrikes against the Islamic State group, but has pledged $200 million in non-military aid to countries that have been hit hard by the militants. It's part of a bigger $2.5 billion development package the Prime Minister announced in Cairo last weekend.
Japan will contribute in non-military fields, such as aid for refugees from Iraq and Syria, as much as possible, to help refugees who've lost their homes and to provide food and medical service. This is unshakable policy and it will not change.
Prime Minister Abe will cut short his 6-day tour of the Middle East to concentrate on freeing the hostages. The Japanese public have feared this would be the price for Mr. Abe taking a more active role in international security. This is Matthew Carney reporting for AM.